Om sahana bhavatu, sahana bhunaktu, saha viryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shanti. Alright, let's see. Okay, we're on page 134. By Kim Tevapape. Right? That's a nice long sentence. Who would like to do it? Okay.
Kim Tevapape.
Pape.
Pape. Ramena maya va papam kritam Mitya Prichat Kruto.
Kruto.
Kruto. Oh, I thought that was a typo there. I'll fix it later. Dasharataha Kaikeyi. Okay, so we have Kim, neuter, either nominative or accusative singular, or who, which, what. And I think it's nominative here. Okay. And then tava, which is genitive singular of you or your. Pape, which is from papa, sinner or sinful. It's in vocative singular.
We'll see.
We'll see, okay. Ramena, which is by, with, or through Rama, instrumental singular. Maya is instrumental singular for by, with, or through me, or I. Va is an indeclinable meaning or. Papam, again, is sinner or sinful, and that's the only accusative singular. And then we have...
Sinner, it could be just sin.
Just sin?
Mm-hmm.
And next we have kritam, which is a passive participle from kri, and it could either be neuter or masculine, nominative or accusative, singular.
Okay.
And I think I went with, well, I'll just leave it for now. And then iti, meaning either so or thus, or the ending of a quotation. Aprachat is from prach, to ask, and it's the imperfect third person singular. And then this makes much more sense. This is kruto, and that is a past passive participle from krut, meaning angry. Was angry, and it's nominative, masculine, singular. So we have a sandhi there.
It's good.
Krudaha.
Yeah.
And then dasharataha is nominative, singular, and that's Rama's father, Dasharata. And last is Kaikeyam, which is locative, feminine, singular.
That is locative.
Where? Kaikeyim.
Oh, it's yin?
Kaikeyim.
Oh, okay, so that's another typo.
What did you have?
Let me just make sure I didn't write it down incorrectly. Oh, I did write it wrong. It is keyim.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kaikeyim.
All right. So that would be accusative.
Right.
Makes much more sense. Okay. And that's Kaikeyi is the wife of Dasharata. So I don't exactly have a translation, but something like the angry king Dasharatha said to his wife, or asked his wife, Kaikeyi, who made you sin, me or Rama?
No.
All right.
Let me give you a couple of hints.
Okay.
Take him as
why
or what.
Okay.
Actually, I would take it as what in this case. And take Pape from Papi as the vocative singular.
Oh,
vocative, not vocative. I see.
Yeah.
Right.
And take Papi because it's a woman. Dasharatha is talking to Kaikeyi. So, oh, sinful woman.
Oh.
See?
Okay.
And I would say Kim, not as why,
okay,
but as Kim Papam Kritam Ramena Mayava.
Kim Papam.
Kim Papa Kritam Tava Ramena Mayava.
Who did the Pap me or Rama?
If I said, it's in passive.
Right.
What is Kim Papam Kritam? What would that mean?
By whom was the Papa?
What Papa was done? When I was saying Kim as why, I was...
Oh, what Papa was done by me or Rama?
Yeah. But, and notice the Tava. What Papa was done to you?
Yeah.
Right. Tava, you said the genitive there? What sin was done to you, Tava? By Rama or by me?
Yeah. So Kritaha and Dashrata. Dashrata is nominative singular, and then Kritaha is also the same case. It's adjective.
Yeah,
Kritaha.
But Dashrata, the angered. Dashrata,
yeah.
Who is angry.
So then Kritaha is then put in the same case as Dashrata, mm-hmm, because it's adjectival to Dashrata.
Yeah. It would be put in the same case also if it was the noun. Like, what if I just said Dasharataha Kriddaha? That would mean Dasharatha is angry.
Yes.
So
yes.
It's going to always be,
yeah.
Yeah. But this now it's being used adjectival. So this is the first half of the sentence, even though they have a dunda there.
The angry Dasharatha
asked. Tara, do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
So basically, have, O sinful woman, what sin was done to you by Rama or by me?
Mm-hmm.
Asked the angry Dasharatha.
To Kaikeyi.
To Kaikeyi.
Then go ahead.
Is there more?
Don't you have Canaan and Tana?
Oh, I thought that's the next one.
That's the next one.
No, it's part of the... there's a
denda
there, but it's actually part of this thought.
Okay. So then, kena, nimitena.
Nimitena.
Nimitena. Tasyaivam. Anartha. Oh, that's, I see. Tvam anarthaya chyo jata.
Break the sentence for me.
Oh, that, I had a little trouble with that.
Yeah.
So the first part is tvam.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second word is it anartha?
Anarthaya, data.
Anarthaya. Okay. That's a long ya, right?
No.
No.
Aya. Anarthaya, like Ramaya.
Okay.
Masculine, neuter. Anarthaya. Then there's a little word in here that you may not have seen.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see it, the little word? Adya. Adya means today.
Ah.
Adya. It's an indeclinable.
So it's Anarthaya,
Adya, Udyata.
I see. Adya, Udyata.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little tricky.
Yeah. Udyata. Okay, and, all right, well, I'll need some. So Adya is day?
Mm-hmm. Today.
Today. Mm. And what is Udyata?
Udyata. It means, it's a past passive participle of udyat, and it means prepared or made ready for.
Okay.
Or not arise. It doesn't mean arise.
No.
Okay.
What's that word that means arise?
So
let me think of that.
Udit.
Yeah, I'll think of it. It's a very common word.
And what was the verb again that it came from? Udyat?
Udyat. I think. Oh, it might be.
Okay.
Udyam. I think it's Udyam, sorry.
Udyam. Okay.
Udyam. And it becomes Yed becomes Yetta. Yam becomes Yetta. That's right. Edward.
Must be.
Hope so.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. So we have Tena. I mean Kena. Which is by, with, or through, who, which, or what.
Mm-hmm.
Instrumental singular, neuter. And then mitena, which is cause or reason, in the neuter instrumental singular. So by what cause or reason. Tasyaivam is tasya, genitive singular of tud, of him, it, or that. And avam. What is Avon again?
In this manner.
In this manner. Okay, and then Twam, nominative singular, you, and Artaya, which is the dative singular. And it means disadvantage or an evil, is that?
It's an evil or a calamity. Just you have to say an evil.
Okay.
An evil deed.
And then Adya, which is today, and then the PPP, Ujita, prepared, made ready for. So, by what is the reason, for what reason in this manner did you
You could just say, were you ready? Were you prepared? You know, did you... It's like, what reason did you scheme?
Oh, okay.
Did you prepare?
Okay.
To, you know?
To for this evil today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And in English, you could say, for the sake of, you know, you made ready, you prepared for this evil deed.
Okay.
So the where is the tasya used? For whose sake?
No. To do this evil to him, to Rama. Tasya anartaya. It's... For the sake of, you could say, for the evil, for this evil deed of to him. Now, sometimes this is an important little note. Sometimes tasya is being used in the sense of the dative in English, for English. So it was the evil to him.
Okay.
So tasya is used to him as opposed to whose?
Yeah.
As opposed to...
Of him. But we wouldn't say of in English.
Right.
They're using genitive, but they're using it in a dative, dative sense. Which is very common, actually. So, kena nimittena, because of why? For what reason, right? Kena nimittena. Udyata, you prepared. Twam udyata, you made ready, you prepared for this evil act. For him to do this evil to him in this way. You have to put it how we'd say it in English.
Yeah.
You have to see what their grammar is for that. Everybody see it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why don't you read it, Kiki?
Okay.
I'll just listen so I don't
get
any.
The whole long thing. Oh my goodness.
These like four words just are on the tongue.
Okay. Yes, please.
Kim tava pape ramena.
Kim tava pape ramena.
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 And just talk English until you get to the aspirates. What I mean is, speak it like you would say in English, so that your vocal cords are...
Okay.
When you get to the aspirates, linguals, and dentals, you have to be conscious.
Okay.
Okay?
So, kim tava pape ramena.
Maya va papam kritam.
Maya va papam kritam.
It's much better.
It's Ittya prachat krudho.
Ittya prachat krudho. Krudho.
Krudho.
Dasharathaha kaikeyin.
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 Do you have an A there? Kaikei.
Kaikeyin.
Yeah.
Dasharathaha kaikeyin.
Kena nimittena.
Kena nimittena.
Tasyaivam tvam.
Tasyaivam tvam.
Anarthaya dyodita.
Anarthaya atya ujata.
Break this, Sandy.
Okay. Anarthaya.
Anarthaya.
Adyodita.
Adyodita.
Good.
Okay, now we'll do the next one.
Yeah.
Kama aparadha lavam mai pashyati tyajasi manini dasa janam yataha. So, aparadha lavam. So, kama is the accusative singular.
Kama. Huh? You keep saying kama.
Kama. Sorry. Kama is the, right, kama is from kim, it's the accusative singular.
Mm-hmm.
Which, what, aparadha lavam. Aparadha, I know, is a sin or a fault.
Love is just a little speck. What little fault?
Okay, so that was also then an accusative singular.
It's yeah, and it's love is masculine, so.
Right. But what little fault? Mai is locative singular, me. So, what little fault in me? Pashyasi, seen. Pashyasi, see, is to see.
And you can make this a question, you know, even if they're, you could say like, what little fault do you see in me?
Yes.
Right.
So, pashyasi would be first, not the second person. right. To see. It's present tense. Tyajasi is to you abandon me. Manini is that to think of
manin
me,
is
to
a
consider
a,
me.
Manin, and this is going to be in the feminine. Manin is like a proud, arrogant person, and manini is a proud, arrogant woman.
I see. Yeah. So then this is manini, here is used as vocative?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, arrogant, proud woman.
Right. Dasa janam yataha, like, so dasa janam will be, das jan will be servant people, dasa janam.
Your servant.
Your servant.
Mm-hmm. Your servant person. Or just servant person. But, right. You know, in Sanskrit, you're going to be adding my and your. In English, we use my and your and his much more than they do in Sanskrit. So sometimes in English, you have to provide that or it sounds like an incomplete sentence. Where if that's not true in English, I mean in Sanskrit, it can just be understood.
I didn't even think in the sentence it was your servant. It was just like, I thought it's just like a servant, you know.
Well, this mayi. Just, what little fault do you see in me?
Right,
yataha.
That you have dropped, that you have abandoned me like, you arrogant woman, that you have abandoned me like a servant.
No, he says, what little fault do you see in me? Yataha, because of which.
Oh, yataha, right, because of
you are abandoning your faithful servant. In other words, I am your faithful servant.
Oh.
What little fault do you see in me that you are abandoning me, your faithful servant, is the idea.
I thought it was that you're abandoning me like you would abandon a servant. I thought it was.
No, he's saying I am your servant. He could be her lover, her husband, but she's dumping him.
Yeah.
And do you see what I mean? And do you see how, like in English, we would say, what little fault are you seeing in me? Yet to have, because of which, oh proud woman, you are abandoning me, your faithful servant. See that your faithful servant, your servant, and adding, maybe we would add me there,
okay,
or we'd at least add your.
Yeah.
But in Sanskrit, they don't. And you can see, when somebody's speaking to us in Tamil, or speaking whose native language is Tamil or even sometimes Hindi, and they don't know English very well, a lot of times these additional pronouns will be left out because they're not used in the native language, where they are used in English. Like it would be, do you know what I'm saying? Like my and your and his. They don't need to use those. They can use them, but they don't need to use them in Sanskrit. So sometimes you have to provide it to make the sentence clear.
Would you know to do that because it's in the accusative, as is the small fault, which is describing him? So then you would know to say my.
Well, because of the yetaha,
uh-huh,
right? Yes. What small fault in me? So it's my small fault,
mm-hmm,
that causes you to abandon. Are they? Do you think they're going to abandon somebody else, another servant?
No, but I mean, what if the sentence was more complex and you were trying to like figure it out?
It would all be context.
Okay.
Yeah, if there was another context where dasajanam would go to somebody else,
mm-hmm,
that would be fine.
Okay.
But in this context,
right, it's
obvious, right?
And you know, I'd never even thought to go with servant, because when I looked up that word in this little book, it
uh-huh
says a person who is a slave.
Oh, it, you can say that, you're a slave.
Yeah,
yeah, that's really funny.
Yeah. So.
Me, your slave.
Yeah, I didn't realize yataha is because of it. So that's why I thought, yeah, I thought yataha was as if. So then,
no,
as if you're abandoning, you know, you're treating me like you're treating a servant.
Do you know tataha? You know tataha, yeah. That taha affix gives the fifth case. And tataha is from tad. Yetaha is from yed.
Yeah. Hmm.
So therefore, because of where it's your
right
sense.
That's right. That's right.
Good.
Should I read them?
Whose turn is it?
It's my turn, but
yeah,
she has to.
Oh, yes, read it, yes, please, yeah.
Help me.
Kama aparadha lava.
Kama.
I keep saying kama.
Kama, right.
Kama aparadha lava. Kama aparadha lava. Mayi pashasi. Tejasi manini. Chajasi manini. Dasajanam yataha.
This sentence is kind of hard.
Yeah.
It's just because they're dealing with it's a foreign way of saying these things. And also subject matter we're not familiar with.
Tisham.
Tisham.
Oh, it's Tisham?
Mm-hmm.
That's a typo. I thought it must have been Tisham. Badu. Hold on, let me just break this Sunday up, like rub it out. Okay. Tesham Vaduhu Twam Asi Nandini Partivanam. Okay, so Tesham is the genitive.
Well, you're not done with the sentence yet.
Oh, I'm not?
Mm-hmm. It goes on, it doesn't end in
sentence.
Oh,
okay, sorry. So, is all of that for the rest mine?
Yeah.
Well,
but do that. You have to go all the way to the end of the second line for the first sentence.
Oh, I see, because they're single dandas?
That's the only one that you have to do, is the first two lines that ends with cha.
Oh,
and
does.
That's one sentence.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
and
right.
And Kiki will do the next one. It's not
okay.
Exactly related. It's related,
oh,
but it's a different thought.
Okay. Yesham.
Yesham.
Yesham. Kuleshu. Savita. Cha. Guru Vayam. Cha.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I definitely don't have a translation on this. Anyway.
Yeah, it's hard, that's why.
Okay, so we have a genitive plural, chad, of those or them.
Mm-hmm.
And then faduhu is feminine nominative singular, a young woman or daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Twam
Oh, you have, sorry, it was singular, you said, for Vadhuhu?
Vadhuhu, yeah.
Yeah.
From Vadhu.
And then we have Tvam, which is nominative singular, feminine, you, and Asi, which is from us, present, second person singular, you, are. Nandini is vocative singular?
Yeah.
For a girl, or oh mm-hmm. girl, or hey girl. And,
So, young girl, and also Nandini, it means really the one who brings joy or delight to the family, you know. But it is the daughter or the young girl. But that's the connotation.
Okay. And then, Parthivanam is kings of the kings, genitive plural.
Mm-hmm.
And Yesham, which is genitive plural, of who or which. And Kuleshu, which is locative plural, born of good families, in honor at born of good families, is that right?
Well, Kula is actually the family or the lineage, the race,
okay.
is the Kula. There are many different kulas.
Mm.
Yeah. It's
oh.
like family, but it can be it's the family that goes back in time for generations.
Like ancestors.
What, yeah, like what is your kula? What is your family lineage?
Okay.
You know?
Okay, so let's think about that.
You know, like our Arshakulam, which is the name of this
yeah.
Arshakulam. You know, it's that family born of the Rishis. It's that whole lineage of the Rishis is the Kulam.
And Savita is nominative singular from Savitri.
Savitra.
Son, Savitra.
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 Yeah.
Is that better?
Yeah.
Okay. And the son. And Cha. And then we have Guruhu, nominative singular for Guru. And Vayam. Which is nominative plural, us or we,
mm-hmm.
and then cha.
Cha. Don't aspirate, cha.
Cha.
Yeah.
Cha. Cha. Okay. It's hard to not cha.
I know. It is. That's where we have to be so conscious as Westerners. This aspiration.
Yeah.
If you don't think about it, you'll do it wrong.
Totally.
I know. And linguals and dentals. Really terrible.
Definitely.
We keep reminding each other it's all right. We just do our best.
We're training our tongues to work in different ways.
Exactly.
They're used to, that's true. So, I don't have a translation.
Let me give you one hint that might be helpful. See, on the second line, there are many kulas. And then the son is the name, Savita is the name of one of the kulas. So, among the kulas, it is Savita, means the son kula. Among all of the kulas, these kings belong to the sun. So the sun is the proper name for one of the kulas, one of the lineages.
Okay.
Right? So that might help. And also another thing is, Vayam is the royal we. If I say, instead of saying, I am the guru, I am the teacher, we say we, Vayam, we are the teacher. It's kind of like when we talk about Swamiji, it's always in the third person. And sometimes there's also where royalty or the teacher will talk about themselves in the plural, not in the singular.
Mm.
This is an example of that.
Okay.
So, Vayam Guruhu.
Okay. So we are the teacher and the son family lineage.
Well, read the little note below. It says, said to Sita by Vasishtha, Vasishtha, who was the preceptor or chaplain to the solar race of kings to which Rama belonged. And so here, Sita is the daughter-in-law, you know, of Rama's lineage. So Vasishtha, who is the guru for Rama and for his family, is speaking, right?
Right.
So he's speaking, O Nandini, speaking to Sita. You are the daughter-in-law of those kings.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
For whom? Kuleshu Savita, and for whom Vayam Guruhu. Did you see it?
Yeah.
I'm going to do it slowly for you all.
Okay.
Tesham Vaduhu Twamasi, Nandini. Oh, Nandini, you are Twamasi, the Vaduhu, the daughter-in-law of those Partivanam, of those kings. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Tesham, Yesham, Kuleshu Savita Cha. Now there's this two Chas there, so here's the first one. For whom Savita, among the Kulas, it is Savita. That's just a strange way of saying it in English, but it's among, for who among the Kulas it is Savita, means your Kula is Savita. For whom the Kula is Savita, in English we'd say. But they're saying, for whom among all the Kulas it is Savita, the sun. And Guruhu Vayam, and I am the Guru. Literally, we are the guru, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the royal we.
Okay.
I am the, you know, these. You're the daughter-in-law of these kings who belong to the Kula, who belong to the Kula Savita, and for whom I am the guru.
Okay.
You see it?
Yeah.
So put in kind of a formal language.
Yeah.
You can do the next one, Kiki. That's it. It is a continuation, but not a continuation of the sentence.
Okay.
It's a continuation of the story.
Okay.
Okay.
Yuyam vayam, vayam yuyam, itya asin mati rava yoho.
Oh, wait, did we read that one?
The last one, no.
Let's read it. Sorry.
Tesham vaduhu.
Tesham vaduhu.
Twamasi. Nandini. Nandini,
Parthivanam,
Yesham Kuleshu, Savita, Guruvayam cha.
You know, what was I going to I was going to tell you something, I forget. I'll have to remember and come back to it. Let's go ahead and I'll remember.
Okay.
Oh, I remember. You see the Vaduhu?
Yeah.
That long U?
Yeah.
Just for, you may know this, but just as a technical point, the Visarga is always going to be followed by a short oo or short In other words, here it's oo is long, right?
Right.
So, but it's not going to be oo hoo. It will be oo hoo. Or aha, like rama, rama. It's not going to be ramaha. It's going to be ramaha.
Right, right.
Okay. So the Visarga is always the vowel that's aspirating will always be a short form.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Meaning with hoo hoo.
Yeah, Vaduhu, not Vaduhu. You didn't say that, but I wanted to just point the technical point so that you know that.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
And one other little thing. Tara, your ahs tend to be slightly short, your long vowel, slightly short.
Okay.
Sometimes if you just... I remember when Vagi Shananda and other people that were teaching us to read, and they would say, you know, elongate, go a little bit longer than you should and aspirate a little bit more than you should.
Okay.
And it's just because it gets you accustomed. Okay. You'll naturally shrink back into more proper. Okay, go ahead, Kiki.
Yuyam vayam, vayam yuyam, ithya asina mati rava yoho, kim jatam dhuna, yena yuyam, Yuyam vayam vayam.
Jatam adhuna.
Kim jatam adhuna.
Yeah. I didn't hear after the jatam.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all.
Yuyam, Vayam, Vayam, Yuyam. Yuyam is nominative plural for all of you, and Vayam is nominative plural for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
So all of you, all of us. Yuyam, Vayam, Vayam, Yuyam. Itya as, iti. Itya will be iti. And then, I wasn't sure about this, but iti asin. Yeah, I wasn't sure what the word is there. Asin.
Asit. Past tense of us. And the ta goes to na because the ma.
Yes,
which is
okay.
Very common. Asit, you know, means was. Third person singular.
Asit.
Of us.
Asit of us?
Just us.
Yeah,
oh.
Right. So asin matirava yoho is asit. Asit mati raviyoho?
Matihi aviyoho.
Yeah, matihi aviyoho. And matihi is mind.
Just thought. This is what we believe. This is our mati. This is our way of thinking, our opinion, our thought.
I see. And then aviyoho. Aviyoho is genitive. Is genitive dual for both of us, of us both. Kim jatam adhuna? Kim, again, is the starting sentence, it's who or what. Jatam, actually, I don't know what
Kim jatam means, what has happened?
Ooh.
Kim jatam adhuna? What has come about? What has occurred? What has happened? Kim jatam? Adhuna now.
I see. Kim jatam adhuna yena. So what has happened now? Yena is instrumental singular for who by whom?
Or because of which?
Oh. What has happened now? Because of what has happened?
Because of which? What has happened
because
now?
Because
of which?
Yuyam, yuyam, vayam, vayam. Because of which you are you and we are we?
Yeah. So look at the first part. Yuyam, vayam, vayam, yuyam.
So you are us. We are you and you are us. You are we and we are us. And then asit.
This was our thinking.
This was both of our thinking.
Yeah.
That you are you and we are we.
I am
us.
You and you are me. In plural.
Yuyam vayam, yeah. I am you, you are me.
This was both of our thinking. This is how we thought. Means both of us. This is how we both thought.
So this is Vashishtha saying this to Sita still. That you both of us thought that you are me and I am you?
Yeah, that we're together.
We're one family.
We're one.
And now what has happened because of which you think that you are you and I and me? Why are we separated now?
That's the
so
idea.
So when did he say that to her?
I don't know.
Because there must have been some sort of...
I was trying to remember also. Some sort of rift.
Yeah. Because it was always our thinking that you are me and I am you. And now what has happened because of which you say no. Because of which you think...
That we're separate.
Yeah.
That you don't see us as we're together.
Yeah,
it's very nice,
so
isn't it?
Pretty.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think it also just kind of brings out the thought and the emotion of a culture. You know, it's just the way
people
think.
Yes, the way people think.
Yeah.
And the way they express themselves. That's what's so wonderful. Good, we made it through that.
I'm just going to
write this down. Oh, we have to... Read it also.
And again, the yuyam here is the royal we.
I would take it that way, yeah. because you can tell if you associate this with the preceding sentence, mm-hmm. which you have to do, see how they're both indented and one underneath the other, mm-hmm. then that's definitely the royal we, Guruhu Vayam, right? So Vasishta has somehow fallen out of sorts. There's no trust for some reason.
When Kekai sent them to the... Because that Kama Puradhin, you know, this mm-hmm. prior sentences also. Well, it's weird because the first couplet almost seems to be the time that she got married, that, you know, he's kind of saying, this is the family you're coming into. Mm.
Actually, I don't really know who's speaking here. It says Siddhasita, and it includes both of those. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure, but anyway, I think our translation's correct.
Should I read it?
Yeah.
Yuyam vayam, vayam yuyam. Yuyam vayam, vayam yuyam. Iti asin mati rava yoho. Iti asin Mati Ava Yoho.
Mati Rava.
Mati Rava.
Yoho.
Yoho.
Matihi Ava Yoho. Yeah.
Matihi Ava Yoho.
Yeah. That's where that red is.
Right. Kim Jatam Adhuna. Kim Jatam Adhuna. Yena. Yuyam, Vayam. Yuyam, Vayam.
Okay, good. Let's go to page
139.
Yep.
Idam asanam kila yatam. I don't know if I broke that up right. Kiyat.
Alankriyatam. Idam asanam alankriyatam. Alankara means an ornament. Alankriyatam is the verbal form, passive. Alankriyatam. Alankriyatam. Alankriya from alankri. It's in the passive form. Alankra means to decorate or ornament or to... Yeah, to decorate or to be... Alankara is an ornament.
Right.
So to decorate, to adorn.
Alankriyatam.
Uh-huh.
So alankriyatam is it's kriya.
Kriyatam from kri, and this is the passive form of kri. Kri to do. So alankriyatam.
Okay.
Passive imperative.
Passive imperative.
Yep. I shouldn't have told you that. I should have let you just.
Oh, imperative. Oh, yes.
Or, yeah, imperative.
Yes.
Passive.
Yes.
Right? Imperative, passive, imperative.
Anyama, ama. Oh, wow. Okay. That was really. There's a typo, so I'm very much struggling. Okay. So it's idam asanam alankriyatam.
Alankriyatam. Tam, yeah.
Alankriya Tam. Bhavat.
Bhavata.
All right. So this is kind of a mess. So idam is this, and it's either a nominative or accusative, neuter, singular. And
it's probably going to be nominative because you've got a passive construction, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I suspected. And then the next word is asanam, which is seat or posture, and that's also nominative,
mm-hmm.
singular. So it's posture, okay. And then alan, what did you say alan was again?
Alankriya. Alankriyatam means to be adorned or be decorated, but adorned would work here.
Be adorned. And it's the passive imperative, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then we have bhavata. From bhavat, right?
Well, bhavat means your honor. Like bhagavat.
Oh, okay.
And then bhavata would be like bhagavata. Yeah, the honorific.
Oh, okay.
Actually, you have to remember that, say if you're reading the Ramayana, the Mahabharata, this honorific will come quite a bit.
So bhavata comes. Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
So bhavata is not like, it's not associated with bhavati. Like,
no, it isn't. It comes from the same root, I guess, but bhavat means your honor, you know?
Okay. So it's instrumental singular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this seat has been adorned by your honor?
Imperative.
Oh. So, sit...
May this seat be... May the seat be adorned by your honor.
By your
honor. May you grace it by sitting well.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah, it was. Because again, foreign sentence structure, you know.
That was a mess.
Okay. Alright,
shall
we read?
Yeah.
Idam asanam. Alankriyatam bhavata.
Good. You're losing that yeah, accent.
It sounds really good.
Thank you.
What helped was you said say it in English. That was the trick.
Because I remember last week your corrections were great, but I was like, I wasn't getting it. And then I was trying to practice at home. I'm like, I'm still doing it wrong. But then today, once you said say it in English, I thought it was
the trick.
Oh, funny. Mrigasya javasya aksham.
Actually, it's akshamaya.
Akshamayevami. Ratya dhavanti. Mrigasya javasya, like the adjective singular. Mrigasya is the hidden, is deer.
Yeah.
Right? So, of the deer, javasyas, the speed of the deer. Aksham ye vami.
The word is akshama, and it means jealousy. Akshama, feminine.
Akshama.
And then you have to decline it here. Akshama.
Akshama. So Akshama, and it's feminine, you said? Mm-hmm. So it's like Sita.
Yeah.
Sita, Sita, it's not... Sita is dative. Is it dative? Sita, no.
I'll give you one word. Can you find one little word in the middle?
Eva.
Okay, it's Eva. What's this going to say?
So this would be, just aksham.
What is sitaya? From sita, sitaya.
Instrumental, singular. Right, so aksham, akshama, akshamya.
Akshamaya.
Akshamaya, eva, ami?
Ami, that's right.
Ami, oh, I see. Akshamaya eva ami.
Ami. I always want to say ami too, but it's actually ami.
Ami is, okay, so, and that's ami. Nominative plural for this. Okay, sorry, that was too long there. Akshamaya.
And it's going to be Amihi. Right, the Visarga drops. Oh no, I'm wrong. No, that should be a Visarga there. Mine doesn't have a Visarga.
Mine, there's no Visarga there, it's Ami.
No, it should be Amihi.
Oh.
Hang on a minute. 1 minute.
That is Asau Amu Ami.
It should be Amihi, I think.
But even
please let me check.
The table doesn't have
it. I know. 1 minute, please. I suspect a mistake. I'm going to find it in this book. Oh, shit. Where are we going to find it? There's Kha. There's Ya. I have another book I can look in if I can't find it in here. I think there's a typo. Oh man, where's the problem? Oh, here we are. No, this doesn't have it. Gosh, I'm really surprised.
So you think the declension is actually a sound?
No, this one doesn't have it either. I guess I'm wrong. Okay, this, I don't think they'd make the same mistake in two different
and
books.
And my sheets too. That
it's got a me?
A me.
Alright, I'll just have to... Oh dear, I'm going to have to kind of redo my memory. Okay, I mean.
It's weird when you're so convinced it's one way.
Yeah, I know. It's so odd. It throws me off. Okay, so Ami. All right.
So Mrigasya Javasya Akshimaya Eva Ami. Ami is what we've got to. Ami is nominative plural for the Rathya Dhavanti. Rathya is Rathya.
Now, please edit the sarga. I can't be wrong on this one, too.
Ratyaha,
Rama,
Ratyaha.
I would think it should be Ratyaha. Yeah, no, definitely. I'm teasing instead.
So
Ratyaha
is nominative plural for horses.
Yeah.
And then Dhavanti, I don't know what that word is.
Run.
Oh.
To run.
Dhavanti, okay. Dita and P, so then that's just present tense, third person plural. So this explains. By jealousy, it's like all the horses, you know, they're looking at this.
These horses.
But then there's Mrigasya Javasya, the speed of the deer.
Remember the Eva.
So Eva is alone, right?
Ami Vratyaha Dhavanti. What does that say? Just that.
Wait. Ami ratyaha dhavanti. All these horses are running.
Eva means like, as though.
Oh, as though they are jealous of the speed of the hiran, of the.
As though with jealousy, right?
As a law of jealousy.
Yeah, with jealousy by jealousy or with jealousy of the speed of the deer. You could say also with the Eva, these, which is common, these horses appear to be running out of jealousy. They appear to be, with the Eva, they appear to be, they appear to be running as though, because of it, out of jealousy for the speed of the deer.
Right. But Eva here doesn't mean alone. It's not like...
No, that's Eva.
That's Eva.
Eva means alone or indeed. Eva means like, whereas though. But if you have it with a verb, it can be, if they appear to be running, they seem to be running. Or it can mean they are like such and such. You have to take the context. You see?
Right. Yeah. Should we do?
Yeah.
Vrigasya Javasya.
Vrigasya Javasya.
Akshamayevami.
What? Akshamaya.
Akshamayevami, right?
Okay. If you, yeah, I was thinking.
Akshamaya, okay. Akshamaya eva ami.
Eva. Akshamaya eva ami. If you would break the sandhi.
Is it ami or ami?
Oh gosh, is it short? No, I'm doing the long with this poor thing. It is short. No, it's short. It's short. Ami.
Right.
I think I just have to relearn this one. Is it?
Akshamaya eva ami.
Yeah.
Akshamaya eva ami. Ratyaha dhavanti. Ratyaha dhavanti. And I put the ho in there, I didn't mean to do that. Ratyaha dhavanti.
Yeah. If you don't bring a sandhi. Yeah. Okay, let's take just a couple of minutes, stand up break.
Is normal in a way, and there's a couple of options. I went with feminine infinitive singular to match.
Yeah.
The previous. Idam.
Good.
Then vyakheyaha is the next word, and it means to be expounded. And it's in the masculine nominative singular. It's an adjective. The next word is ayam, which is nominative singular. This and kartaha is work or book in the masculine nominative singular. So in this manner, this work is to be expounded?
Yeah. And that vyakheya, we haven't learned this yet, really. I think I put some on the board earlier. It's a potential participle. But we're just using it as an adjective, but it's actually a potential participle. It is to be expounded. So you could say, this book, Ayam Granthaha, is to be expounded in this way.
Okay.
Is to be taught. Is to be discussed or unfolded in this way. Anya Ritya, right? You could say in this way, but it literally by the instrumental, but that's the sense. The book is to be done, is to be discussed or expounded upon in this manner.
Okay.
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 Good.
Anaya Ritya. Vyakhyeyoyam, grantaha.
Great. You're doing really well, your accent.
Yeah, thank you.
Very good.
Vats.
That's Hindi.
Oh, vatsa. So you say like, vatsa. Viram asmat sahasat. Vatsa is that vocative for son or
son? Oh, child.
Oh, yeah. Child. Yeah. Vatsa. And then the santi for the next one is viram, and then asmat.
No. Unless you were doing a Hindi mistake.
Virama. Virama. Virama asma. Well, I wasn't, because I don't know what that word means, actually.
It means to desist or stop. And Vatsa, virama.
Vatsa, virama.
Oh, child.
Stop. Asmat is ablative.
Mm-hmm.
Singular. And then sahasat, is that also ablative?
Sahasat, yeah.
Oh, child, stop this adventure. Stop this, okay.
Desist from this. That's why
desist
the ablative. But we say, don't go on this adventure. Stop. Desist. And it's asmat.
Right. shall I read?
Yeah.
Vatsa, vatsa, virama asmat sahasat.
Virama asmat sahasat.
Hot, sahasat.
Sahasat. Amu, Tao, Taru, Yao, Hyo,
Hyo, Hyo.
Oh, sorry.
H-Y-O.
Hyo, Hashyam.
Hyaha means, or Hyas means yesterday. Yeah.
All right. So Amu is dual, either nominative or accusative, for adas, those two, or these two.
Mm-hmm.
And the next word is also dual, nominative or accusative. It obviously must be nominative. From Tud. So these two and they two.
Well, what do you have for Taru?
Taru is two trees.
So Amu, Tao, Taru.
So how would you say that? These, those?
These two trees. Oh.
You see, because
oh, I see what you mean. Because you've got the Yao. These are the... Well,
oh, these are the two trees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah. Just use Tud as the.
Right.
Okay. Sorry, you use what? The Tud there is just to be
the
Gao.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the correlative, right, with the Yao. Okay. So you have to have it.
Right.
These are the two trees.
With
okay. Yaha.
Okay.
All
right.
So I mean Yao.
Yao.
Yao is also Yao Apashem.
Dual nominative, so.
Not nominative. Because Apashem, I saw Yao.
Okay.
Right? Yao Hyaha Apashem. What if you take that as a sentence? Yao.
Oh. So I get it. These are the two trees which I saw.
Yeah, which I saw yesterday.
Which I saw yesterday.
And that second Yao is going to be in the accusative. The first Tao is in the nominative.
Got it, yeah.
Yeah.
Which I saw yesterday. Okay. And then the Apashyam is, that's imperfect first person, right? Singular, I saw.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
Hey.
Huh?
James. James, I just noticed that you're in the room. Can you hear us? I'm sorry, I didn't see this. I had this on another screen, so I didn't see your message. I don't know how long ago you put the message up. Can you hear me now? When Pummy was here, she left.
Oh, really?
Say, yeah.
Oh.
James, type in and let me know if you are hearing us. I hope you are. Anyway, welcome. I'm glad you're here. Come tomorrow also. I wasn't expecting to have you in the room today. He's a new student from South Africa.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Amu Tao, Amu Tao, Taru Yao, Taru Yao, Hyo Pashyam, Hyo Pashyam. I haven't done the last few, but...
Well, let's do one more, okay?
Okay. Asmai Vidushi Brahmanaya Dakshinam Prayacha. So, Asmai is dative, singular, I'm looking this up. For Idam, for this. So, Asmai Vidushi Vidushe is... Vidushe? I don't know. What do you have for that?
I don't know. I didn't even know what the noun was for it.
Vidush. Oh, maybe it's by... No. Vidushe Brahmanai. Brahmanai looks like Ramai. So that's data also.
Right.
Sorry, so I was just giving him...
Lakshyanam is...
Oh. Do you know that the object, the recipient of a gift is always in
data.
Oh,
that's why. Brahmanai Lakshyanam. So, Vidushe, we weren't sure what that is.
From Vidvan, remember how that collapses, the Vat collapses and becomes Vidush. So,
no.
Vidushe from Vidvan or Vidvas. I'll show you what page it's on. This is kind of important.
Yeah.
It means, so it's data, but it means one who has knowledge. So, for the learned.
Oh.
To that learned Brahmana. Yeah, let me find it here. It's not back that far in Bhandarka. Ah, look on page 113.
Oh yeah, Vidvan. Oh, from Vidvas, Vidushe is dative. Oh, let's see. Vidushe, so that's dative singular for Vidvas. Okay. So Asmai Vidushe are both in dative singular, and then Brahmanai is dative singular, Lakshyanam,
mm-hmm.
Prayachya. So Asmai Vidushe, Asmai is, so that it's this Vid, Lakshyanam is accusative singular for Lakshyanam to give an offering. Prayachya, actually, I don't know what prayachya means.
May you give. From dayach, prayachya.
From dayach, it's
dayach. Yeah. Like gum becomes gutch.
Oh, I see. So may you give dakshina to these. To this learned Brahmin.
May you give dakshina, dakshinam, right? It's feminine.
Yeah.
To this learned Brahmana.
It's prayachya 1:1. Is that
imperative?
Is it imperative? Yeah.
Instrumental. Second person singular. Parismaipada. No ending.
Oh, no ending. Yes.
Yeah.
All right.
Right.
You know with no ending that it has to be imperative. You just know.
Because it has an ending. It has begun a sign.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no affix after the gunna sign.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And that verb again is from, it's da?
From da.
Da.
Da. You know how gun becomes gutch, and sometimes
yes.
The verb will change its form. So the root of yetch is da, dental. Unasked, but da with long on da yach, and it governs the dative of the recipient, as do all verbs of to give. Yeah.
Asmai Vidushe, Brahmanaya,
Brahmanaya,
Dakshinam Prayacha,
Dakshinam Prayacha.
Good.
Okay. Amigyoho, Kanya Yoho, Sankatam, Me, Rochate. Anayoho is either genitive or locative dual, feminine from Iyam. And I went like Yoho is girls, mm-hmm. and it's dual.
Yeah.
Genitive.
Good. I went with genitive too.
And so of the two girls, of these two girls, Sangatam is friendship, and it's in the locative singular. It's neuter.
Oh, Sangatam is locative singular?
That's what I can tell.
Sangatam? Why would it be locative?
How did I come up with that? That doesn't make any sense. It's either accusative or nominative.
Right, yeah.
I guess it's getting late. Okay. And may is either dative or genitive singular from asmad.
Mm-hmm.
For me or I. And rokate.
Rochate.
Oh, sorry. Rochate is... is it from... Rooch, to please or to be liked.
Mm-hmm.
And it's present third person singular of the nepada.
I think it's is rooch means is pleasing. It has a passive sense, I think.
Oh, is pleasing.
Yeah. Kind of like saying it makes me happy, it pleases me.
Okay. So the friendship of these two girls pleases me.
It's pleasing to me. Now, the companionship of friendships
or the companionship. I would give you, oh, there's our cutie.
Roach, governs the dative as a person who's being pleased. The thing that is pleasing is put in the nominative. The one who is pleased is put in the dative.
Okay, so it's pleasing to me, right?
Yeah, to me. So that the friendship of these two girls pleases me is pleasing to me. Did you read?
Oh, no.
I think we should do one more, Kiki, because then we're even. Yeah.
I thought we were done now.
I know, but Tara started this time.
Okay.
I said, just to be fair.
Yes. Anyoho, kanyayoho.
Anayoho, kanyayoho.
Sangatam nirochate.
Sangatam nirochate.
Imam sarangam.
Priya pravrittaye abhyarthaye.
Okay. Imam sarangam. Imam. From Idam, I think.
Look at on page previous page.
Right. I was looking. Good find. Imam sarangam. Is sarangam that instrument sarang?
It's a bird. It's a special type of a bird.
So sarangam would be accusative singular, I think. And this bird, priya pravrittaye. Priya is I like it or to be dear.
No, beloved. For news, pravritti is news or information.
Oh, priya pravritti is one word.
Yeah, it's a compound. News of my beloved.
So pravrittaye would be, priya pravrittaye would be in...
Like hariye.
Dative. So that's dative. Dative singular. This bird is bringing me news. Okay, news of my beloved.
Abhyarthaye.
Abhyarthaye. So that again is going to be dative.
No, that's the verb.
Sorry.
In the tenth gana. I solicit, I request. Abhi plus art. Arthaye. From arthiya, tenth gana.
Uh-huh.
I request, I solicit, I beg. I beg this bird.
Remember the ending. So 10th gana,
First person. Aya is the gana sign.
Right.
And aye is in the first person singular.
So I request this word from you, of my beloved.
Yeah, I request this. I request imam.
Yeah.
Sorangam. I request this verb.
Priya pravartiye abhyartiye. Why am I getting confused with abhyartiye? Abhyartiye.
Because that's. I don't know. That's what I was.
If abhyartiye is aise ante, is that the ending?
But in the look up the.
Is it aise ante? No.
I think it's actually E, but it becomes A.
But that's
not in the it. In the first person singular.
No, I know.
In Abhinepana.
Te Tente.
Oh,
first person.
There it is. Yeah.
I.
Yeah.
Oh, E Vahe Mahe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
A, that's the E. Okay, that's what I'm looking at. Up here to ye. So I am. Yes. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
First person singular. So I request this word for news of my beloved.
Yeah. Let's read.
Imam Sarangam. Imam Sarangam.
Sarangam.
Sarangam. Priya Pravrittaye. Priya Pravrittaye. Abhyarthaye. Abhyarthaye.
I think next week, everybody okay on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Look at the next page. I think next week we'll do this.
We'll finish
it, okay? We'll do 140 and 141. That'll be enough, I think.
Yeah.
Let's say a prayer. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om